Bava Kama Paraches Mishnah Zayin, finishing up the halachos of somebody who wounds somebody else. Afal Pishahu Nosein Lo. Even though the perpetrator pays the victim all the money he owes him because of the wound that he created, Ein Nimchal Lo, he is not forgiven by heaven, he's not considered completely forgiven, Atshe Yevakesh Mimenu, until he directly asks his victim for forgiveness. Shenemar, and it brings down a pasuk from the story of Avraham Avinu and Avimelech. Avraham Avinu is traveling through Avimelech's lands, and Avimelech kidnaps Sarah, his wife, and is then punished for that. And Shenemar, the pasuk says, V'yata hoshev eshes ho'ish, ki novihu. It says that God came in a dream to Avimelech and told him that you're going to die for touching a married woman, and now, if you, although Avimelech says he was innocent, God says, return the wife of the man that you have taken, because he is a prophet, v'yispalel ba'adcho, and he'll daven on your behalf. Now, what the Mefarshim say about this is not only did he have to return Sarah to Avraham, but he also had to ask forgiveness so that Avraham would daven on his behalf. Avraham would not daven for somebody unless the person at least asked forgiveness first. That teaches us that when you wrong somebody else, you have to ask for forgiveness. And how do we know that the forgiver, the victim, should not be an achzari, should not be intentionally cruel, and he shouldn't be cruel and refuse to forgive the other person? Shenemar vayispalel Avraham el Elokim vayirape Elokim es Avimelech. It says, following psukim, that Avraham then davened to God, and Hashem healed Avimelech. It doesn't mention that Avraham forgave Avimelech. It mentions only that he davened for him, which shows that he had forgiven him as well. And we should learn our behavior from Avraham Avinu. Ha'omer, if somebody says, Sameyas Eini, he tells another guy, go ahead, blind my eye. They were both out in the bar, and they went a little too far with the dares. Kitayas Yadi, chop off my hand. Shaberas Ragli, break my leg for me. Chayev, if the person does so, and then later when he's arrested, say, he told me to do it, he's chayev all five of the payments, because no person really wants to be injured, even if he says he does. But if he says, Almanas Liftar, if he and the a person says, go ahead, break my leg, and you'll be putter, you'll be exempt. And the Mefarshim on the Mishnah say that sometimes this means, even if the perpetrator says, wait, you mean I'll be putter from it? Are you sure? Chayev, he's still chayev, because we assume that he does not mean it, and we would never agree to do such a thing, because he doesn't mean that he wants to be hurt, especially not in such a way as to have his hand chopped off, which is a permanent sort of thing. Rashi and Toso start talking about what if it's a sarcastic answer, but in the main, we say that he would never really mean it. If somebody, however, says, Karas Kasusi, rip my clothes, Shaber Eskadi, don't break my foot, break my jug, break my barrel, then he's chayev. He's still chayev, even though the owner of the item told him to break his stuff. Because we say that the owner didn't say you're going to be putter if you break my stuff. It was just more of a dare. What if the guy says, Almanas Lifter, wait, do you mean I'll be putter if I do it? And the guy says, yeah, sure. Then he's putter. And even if the owner said, no, you won't be putter, or he says in a, well, not no, you won't be putter. He says in a negative way, well, didn't I tell you you'd be putter? So no matter how he says it, if he suggests that the guy who breaks his stuff is putter, then he is. Because property is different from breaking the guy's body. Asekhin le'ish ploni almanas liftar. If somebody says, break the other guy's stuff and you'll be putter, chayev, then the guy who did the damage is chayev. Because ein shliach ledvar aveira, you cannot be somebody else's shliach to go and destroy somebody, a third party's stuff. And this is true, bein begufo, whether he blinds the other person's eye or cut off his hand, or bein memomono, or whether he rips his clothes or breaks his stuff. Either way, if I tell him destroy that other guy's stuff or that other guy's arm, then the guy who does it is chayev, not the guy who sent him. Perek Tes starts teaching about the laws of a gazlan, a robber who steals things by force from somebody else, as opposed to a ganav, somebody who's a sneak thief who sneaks in and takes it. But the halachas generally apply to both in many of these cases. Hagozel Eitzim, Mishnah Aleph, if somebody steals wood from somebody else. So he took wood that was not finished, it wasn't planed, it wasn't smoothed down. And then, Va'asan Kalim, he makes a utensil out of it. He makes it into a pestle so that he can do grinding of spices or of medicines. So he has done damage to the item in the sense that he has changed it completely. It will never again be just a piece of wood. Now it's an item. Now it's a pestle. Now it's an object. So now its name is Keli. It's different. It's a usable vessel. Samoro, he took raw wool that had not been spun yet. Basan begadim, and he makes it into clothing. Or he makes it into felt. He can't take the fibers and separate it anymore. So he turns it into a keli in this kind of situation. Mishalem kishas hagazela. He has acquired the object. So now the object belongs to him. And he has to pay the original owner what it was worth at the time that he stole it. Even if at this point it's worth more. But now he has acquired them through the change. And so now they belong to him. Gazal para mu'uberes. If he stole a pregnant cow, viyolda, and then it had a calf while it was in the possession of the robber, or Rachel Teuna, a female sheep, a ewe that had a lot of wool on it, v'gazaza, and he sheared it, mishalem d'mei parah omedes leleid. He has to pay the value of the cow just prior to when it gave birth, which is what it was worth when he stole it, or d'mei Rachel omedes legazes. Or the value of a ewe that's ready to be shorn, ready to have the wool taken off. So he has to do it for the value of what it was worth at the time. And the present value of the calf or the fleece belongs to him because it's changed. Now it's separated from the original animal. Gazal parav in his abra etzlo. Let's say he stole an unpregnant cow, and then one of his oxes impregnated it. V'yolda, and then it gave birth. Rachel v'nitano etzlo. A ewe that had no wool on it, and it fattened up with wool while he had it, ugazaza, and then he sheared it. Mishalim kishas hagazela. He has to pay at the time of the robbery without the extra calf or wool at all, because they weren't on the animal when he stole the animal. Zehaklal, kol hagazlanim mishalim kishas hagazela. The general rule is that all robbers pay the amount that it was worth at the time of the robbery. And the Gemara says this includes an additional case, a lamb which grew up to be a ram or a calf which grew up to be a bull. He acquires the animal with the change in age and maturity, and he has to pay only the original of what it was worth. As a result, if he then shechts or sells the adult animal, he doesn't pay the 4 and 5 times because he shechted his own animal. He pays kefel, double the value of the animal at the time of the theft, because that's what he owes already.